It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. In recent years, a number of film and television projects have been shot in Pittsburgh. This includes last summer's blockbuster, The Dark Knight Rises, the third film in the Batman trilogy. The amount of film production being done in the region has given an economic boost to a number of businesses. Now, however, the region is wondering if it's a victim of its own success. Filmmakers are hoping an increase in tax credits will lure more film and television production back to the region. Joining me by phone to discuss this issue is Chris Breakwell, CEO of 31st Street Studios. Chris Breakwell, welcome to Essential Pittsburgh.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So has the film industry in Pennsylvania been a victim of its own success?
That's exactly how I would categorize it. I think we had some great blockbusters. One of the things that I did when I bought the studio was, let's try to get as many high-profile movies as we can here. Let's do some of the partnerships like I did with Paramount on Location and Carnegie Mellon tying Education and having Paramount move, a large inventory of movie equipment here as an investment in the city. Next thing you know, we're doing a lot of movies, and we run out of tax credits.
The current cap is $60 million. How much of an increase would you like to see?
Well, I think I'd like to see it in phases. I think, $150 million would be something that would be a boon for the city and the Commonwealth. We'd also eventually like to go uncapped. And the reason I don't want to jump to uncapped is just I don't think we have the crews and the infrastructure to have, six or seven movies at once. We need to build it and get it there. So I'd like to see a big increase with eventually going uncapped.
Describe the playing field that's out there for people who may not read up all the time on what's happening in the film industry. They hear maybe that a movie is happening, that it's being filmed in Pittsburgh, as it occasionally does, and they may wonder who is competing to get these films, and if the competition is maybe a little one-sided, how does it favor one state over another, like Pennsylvania, for example?
Well, I think Louisiana, Georgia, Massachusetts, a couple others I can't remember off the top of my head have an uncapped tax credit, so it's 30%. Ours is 25%. So it's the number is good. It's just the ability to plan, and that's really where we're at. I think studios are getting a little frustrated with not knowing if we're going to have the tax credit every year or if we're going to have enough money every year. So it's hard for them to plan 12 months out. Let's bring a show here. We lost, this one really gets me, we lost a big Marvel entertainment, Captain America. It was a $130 million movie. 30,000 hotel nights just alone on that particular show. They ended up doing half of it in Cleveland, of all places, and did the other half back in California. So it's something, if we had tax credits, that's just one example of maybe the 10 shows we've lost just in the last year.
And when you talk about, you mentioned the nights of hotel stays, and certainly there's a lot of residual benefit for businesses in Pittsburgh. Just in terms of the number of people that it employs, when a film like that, I think you said $160
million? Yes, $130
million. $130
million. Yes.
So $130 million project. How many people does that potentially employ here in Pittsburgh?
I think they were estimating about 558 state employees. So that's a big number just on one show. So imagine if we had three or four of those a year. Now you're creating an industry, and that's just with the production. That has nothing to do with the ancillary businesses that will make home and make investment in the city, in the Commonwealth, when that gets rectified.
If the state doesn't increase the cap, will we lose business to other states?
Absolutely. We already have, just the example I just gave you. And another one that's really interesting is there was a ABC pilot called The Hatfields and McCoys.
Right.
That's based on Pittsburgh. And it went and shot in Boston. So
they were all wondering how that works exactly. How does Boston is not that similar to Pittsburgh.
No, and I they had the incentives. They feel like they can get, some, I don't know what their rivers look like. I haven't been to Boston for a long time, so it's, I don't know how they try to make it, but, movie magic, they do that. But, to go back to your other question, I think we have a big advantage as a city and a state, and I think as long as we're in the game, we will win, and we will always beat out a Boston or a Louisiana or a Georgia. We have, within an hour's drive of the studio, you can make it look like New York. You can make it look like Chicago. You can do an Amish TV show. You can get any scenery that you need within this area, and we have the crews, the talented crews, to do it. So I'm not afraid of other states' competition. I don't like the argument that it's an arms race or there's other states and you're competing. We just want to be in the game, and if we're in the game, we're going to win.
We're talking with Chris Brakewell. He's CEO of 31st Street Studios here in Pittsburgh. With film and television projects shooting elsewhere, can the city regain its filmmaking momentum?
Absolutely. We get started again in July. We have a TV series coming called Those Who Kill. It's a 20th Century Fox produced show that will be distributed and aired on A&E. And we got a DreamWorks movie, smaller budget movie coming in as we speak, called Glimmer. But the momentum will pick back up. But we can't. I think we can't have these fits and starts and not show that we're completely serious about the business. So I think we just need to get the tax credit solved, get it higher, get it multi-year so that they can plan.
Chris, I want to go back to what created the momentum in the first place, what really put Pittsburgh on the map as a great place to make films. What was it exactly? Can you put your finger on what made Pittsburgh such an appealing place to film and what has made it so appealing in recent years?
Well, I think if we, we go way back, you can talk about the flash dances of the world and some of the other movies that have been made here, that the Deer Hunter. There's just so many. I think it's the grit of our city. It's the people. It's the topography, the way it looks. It's just it makes a great place to make a movie. And then I think the film office and I think Governor Ann Brendel, put the program in place years ago, and that really is what kicked up the momentum, putting the tax incentive, because you could do one movie a year here, but if you want to have an industry, you really have to have that tax incentive. So his, putting that tax incentive in place really kicked it off, and I think Governor Corbett extending it has really kept the momentum going, and I think it's, it is a bipartisan program, which is great. We don't get too many chances to all be on the same page and have Democrats and Republicans actually back something. We've got both sides supporting this, so we just need the governor to sign off on it and move forward with getting it higher.
New Mexico is a state that has always encouraged filmmakers to come and tried to create, traditionally, certainly under Bill Richardson, the former governor there, tried to create incentives to encourage filmmakers to come. And then in recent years, the debate has been particularly along party lines, with Republicans saying that we don't need the Hollywood money. Why should we cater to filmmakers to make them come here? Are there, in some cases, is it a situation where politicians don't understand or don't want to go along with the idea that making films is an important industry in a state?
Yeah, I think that you hit the nail on the head. I don't think they understand it, and I don't think they can separate. You know, I think there were probably some conservative values, you know, back in the day that led some Republicans to say, hey, we don't want to support that type of movie, give it credit for that. It's really not about that. It's not about giving Tom Cruise money. It's about creating employment and all the Teamsters and all the IOTC and the set builders, all the stuff that goes into that. And then the ancillary businesses, we, you know, employ the hotels, as I talked about, the lumber yards, the list goes on and on with all the economic impact that it brings, which is why I like, you know, where our state is. I mean, if we've got both sides of the aisle understanding it and supporting it, I'm encouraged.
It's Essential Pittsburgh here on 90.5 WESA. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Our guest, Chris Brakewell, CEO of 31st Street Studios. In the couple minutes we have left here, Chris, are you optimistic about the future of the Pittsburgh film industry?
Absolutely. I've been optimistic, and like you said at the opening, we were kind of a victim of our own success. We jumped out quickly and did a lot of great movies, and we've changed the image of Pittsburgh around the world, quite frankly. And it's, you know, we've got a lot of positive images. I think the one movie you didn't mention was the Tom Cruise movie, the Jack Reacher. It just came out on DVD. If nobody has seen it, you know, the city looks so beautiful in that movie. Unfortunately, it got sidetracked with the shooting at the school. It was when Paramount released that, and the theme of the movie is about you know, a sniper. So it kind of took the momentum away from what we could have had.
But. Right. Well, and unfortunately, what you're referring to is the day after the Newtown shootings. That happened on a Friday, and the Saturday, the day after, there was supposed to be a big premiere in Pittsburgh. Tom Cruise was supposed to be here. I believe Robert Duvall was coming in as well, and it didn't happen for the reasons you just mentioned. But the film did pretty well, didn't it, at the box office?
Yeah, I think it was a $60 million budget, and so far before the DVD release yesterday, it did $220 million worldwide. So that's a good. There's rumors that they're looking at doing a sequel of all the Lee Child's books. So I think there's 13 of his books. So it could be the next Mission Impossible for Paramount, one of their better assets.
Well, it sounds like there's much to look forward to, and hopefully all sides can agree on a plan going forward to keep the momentum going in the film industry in Pennsylvania in general, and particularly here in the city of Pittsburgh. Chris Brakewell has been our guest. He's CEO of 31st Street Studios. Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me, and I look forward to coming back soon with some good news on the tax credit.
We look forward to hearing it. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Coming up, we'll learn about a group of Pittsburgh filmmakers using their documentary skills for positive change in the black community. It's Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA.